Wow, that was a loud one. Hey, this is Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. If you're watching this podcast, this video, or listening to this audio anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is additional text, additional graphics, additional links that just make this a whole lot more valuable. All right, I've got so much for you today. I got two clipboards full of stuff just to get it all in. But first, let me tell you, this is a special podcast because I've got you all to myself. There's no Brenda. There's no Celeste. There's no Meredith. It's just me and you for about two or three podcasts. There's some things I want to just talk from heart to heart and get across, just between the two of us. So I hope you enjoy these all Cal episodes. Let's see. So who's Cal? Usually I have someone introduce me, but just to give you a thumbnail sketch of who I am, I'm the founder of the Banyan Hypnosis Center, big old hypnosis center out here in Southern California. I am the one who developed 5-Path and wrote the 7-Path self-hypnosis system, won many awards. I've written books, I've written articles, and today you're going to find out something very special. Today we're going to talk about why you should have a system of hypnotherapy. All right, let me see if there's anything else I got to do before I get into all this good stuff. All right. So, I've been thinking about doing this podcast for a long time, and I've been wondering about when's the right time to do it, and when's the right way to do it, and all this stuff. And today at our office, I was having a talk with some of our staff, and there were some inconsistencies in how things were being done. And I say this only from time to time because it tends to irritate people. This is not a hobby. This is a business. If you're a hobbyist, either in hypnosis or, I don't know, underwater basket weaving or collecting stamps or whatever, you know, you do it when you feel like it. You do it the way you feel like it. And if you have a moment of creativity, you want to do something different, you do something different. But in real businesses, businesses are a system. So let me tell you a little bit about how our system came about and hopefully sell you on the fact that you should have a system of hypnosis or hypnotherapy. All right. Back in the day, when I was in the U.S. Air Force, one of the things that I learned is that if you use anything you have to do right, every single time, it's so important that you have to do it exactly right every time, then what you have is a checklist. And a checklist is a system where you say, okay, in order to do this major task, I must do all these little minor tasks. And when these are all checked off, then I can move on to the next major task. Okay? So I had that in my mind. Now, a little bit about me personally. I grew up in a family in which my grandmother's brother, I suppose that'd be my grand uncle, was a hypnotist. And so I grew up hearing stories about hypnosis. And most of my relatives, he never hypnotized me. I never saw him hypnotize anyone. But I grew up around these stories of my grand uncle hypnotizing family members. So the idea of hypnosis was not that strange to me. And when I was in the Air Force, I was taking my first psychology class, and it just so happened that my professor was interested in hypnosis, and he recommended some books. So I had this latent interest in hypnosis. He offered me some books. I started reading them, and this is like around 1976, 1977. And I started reading these books and hypnotizing my friends. I would just have them like float their hands in the air, fall through on hypnotic suggestions, affect their sensory ability, and it was just fun. I was a hobby hypnotist, and that's fine. Then one day, Maureen and I, that's my wife, that right after we were married, we thought, you know, we would like to start a family someday. And I grew up in Los Angeles and was a product of the Los Angeles City school system. And the truth is, it wasn't that great. And at the time, and we're talking about the very early 80s, we thought, you know what, we're still young, let's move to visit a friend who was in northern Minnesota and see if we liked it. And we liked it, and we had a good time. And as it turned out, we decided to stay. And when we were there in northern Minnesota, Carlstead, which is north of Thief Rivers, which is south of the Canadian border by a bit, and I became friends with this psychologist named Dr. Alan Fannin. And it was a turning point in my life. He also was interested in hypnosis. And as I got to know him, something interesting clicked in me. And that was, I thought, you know what? If this fellow is a psychologist with a PhD, and I get along with him, and he made me feel smart. I thought, if he could be a psychologist, maybe I could be a psychologist too. And so I went to the University of North Dakota, in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and began studying psychology. In my mind at the time, I thought, hypnosis was something that psychologists do. And as I found out, as I went through my bachelor's degree and then my master's degree, and then did all of my studies for a PhD in clinical psychology, and did everything except for the dissertation, I found out that hypnosis was pretty much relegated to a footnote in the history of psychology. So, when I got out, I started working for Lutheran Social Services as a family therapist. And that was really cool, and I enjoyed it. And I really liked Grand Forks, North Dakota, and I liked my job, and I was doing well. And in fact, the supervisor said I was the best of their family therapists. And I was the ideal family therapist. So I was doing well, I was happy, and then as the old saying goes, if mama's not happy, nobody's happy. And Maureen, she really wanted to live in a more metropolitan area. She's from Singapore, which is like the Manhattan of Southeast Asia. I mean, it's very modern, very metropolitan and all that kind of stuff. So with a little bit of negotiation, we moved to Minneapolis, a northern suburb of Minneapolis called Coon Rapids, where she really shook everything up for me. Because when I was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, I knew all the psychologists, I knew all the counselors, I just was plugged into the human service system, and I was doing the skills that I learned at the University of North Dakota as a master's level psychologist. But now I am moved out of that area into a different state, Minnesota, and I'm in a new environment, and I really had the opportunity to ask myself if I could do it all over again, or if I wanted to have a fresh start now, what would that be? And back, you know, like a blast from my past, there was this interest that I hadn't really fulfilled yet, and that is hypnosis as a form of therapy, or hypnosis as a way of changing people and helping people. So I did some research, and I selected NGH-approved, National Guild of Hypnotists-approved certification program. I took that program, I graduated, it was around March of 1996, and I talked to my wife Maureen, and we decided that it would be okay for me to open a center. And so we opened a center in Mounds View, Minnesota, just north of Minneapolis. And it was great. We had a 2,000 square foot facility, 3 hypnotherapy offices, and me, the lone hypnotist. You see, I always wanted to have a center where other hypnotists would be and work with us, not the lone hypnotist. So what I had to do was work my butt off. And I had to step up in an area that I didn't have any experience in at all, and that was business and marketing. So, there I was, this new facility, Mounds View, Minnesota, 1 hypnotist, 3 hypnosis offices, and I'm working like crazy. And you know what? People started coming in. And this is where I had my OMG moments. Oh my God, what am I going to do now? Because my training was such, both my certification training and all the training that I've done on my own. Let me tell you something. Graduate school is different from high school and college. It's not just the textbooks are thicker. It's as you go from high school where they're giving you assignments to college where they give you assignments, like a bachelor's degree, to where you go to master's degree and PhD level studies. What happens is they're giving you like a master's degree or a doctorate in philosophy. And what they're really talking about is they're teaching you how to become an expert in anything. So when I was going to graduate school, I was learning how to do a thesis, how to do a dissertation. And it always starts off with a literature review. What do we already know about the subject? And so I tackled my professionalism in hypnotism in the same way. What I did is I started reading all the books, listening to all the audios, watching all the videos that were really considered both historically significant, but more importantly, state of the art. What were the leaders teaching? What were the best hypnotists doing? And so I learned about all these things from age regression to parts work to direct suggestion, metaphorical work, guided visualization, all this different stuff. I stuffed my brain full of all this stuff. And then a client would come in and I go, OMG, what am I going to do with this individual? Because this individual has this one problem or complaint that they want to get fixed. And I have to sort through all the different things that I know and try to decide what's going to be best for that client. And you know what? For the first year, I was just scared all the time. I was nervous because although I knew a lot of hypnotic techniques and I had a lot of hypnosis training and I had a lot of psychological training, I did not know ahead of time of what I was going to do with each client as they came in. I had to wing it with each client, and that's scary. That does not lead you into a state of confidence and competence. So as I continued to read and study, I ran across this book that changed everything. And it's called The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. Now, E-Myth is not about hypnosis. It is a famous, highly respected business book. And in this book, Michael Gerber talks about the revolution that occurred in business in the late 50s and early 60s. Before this revolution, the franchise revolution, every business was pretty much a mom-pop business. You had the mom-pop restaurant, the ma-and-pop garage, the ma-and-pop liquor store, and it was like that. And then there was this one fellow who was really genius, and I don't recall his name, it's not important right now, but he realized that McDonald's, the restaurant McDonald's, is not really a burger making establishment. What it really is a system. And what they could do is they could polish up that system until they had the burger they wanted, the shake they wanted, and the fries they wanted, and then they could duplicate it everywhere. You see, between me and you, is the McDonald's hamburger the best hamburger in the world? Probably not. But it's probably had more of them eaten, more of them consumed than any other burger in the world. Why is that? Because it's a pretty good burger, and they're, some great fries, and or a good enough milkshake. And anywhere you go, you could be in Los Angeles, you could be in San Francisco, you could be in Oregon, Utah, Dallas, all the way to New York, and just about anywhere in the world, and you can get that decent burger with those great fries. So what they did is they said, Michael Gerber said, if you want to have a successful business, it needs to be a system. It needs to be set up as if it was going to be a franchise. This clicked with me. this clicked with me. He says, yeah, if I had a system of hypnosis, a system of hypnotherapy, something that was universal that would work with almost everybody that came through, then my confidence and competence level and the kind of work that I was doing and the work that my employees who had come to work for me were doing would all be at a specific level, the highest level I could get, and be consistent. And so what I did is I began looking once again at all of the, you know, most respected trainers of the time around 1996. And the ones who had come just before, I mean, who were the big names? What were they doing? What were their techniques? And I said, are any of them doing a system? And this is what I discovered. Very few had a complete system, if any. Or they, if they had a system, it was technique focused. It was a system of using age regression to help people. Or it was a system of doing parts work or parts therapy to help someone. So what I wanted to have is a system that was universal. And so as I began to use my psychological background, my graduate school background of how to put things together, how to study things, I came up with 5-PATH. And 5-PATH, which stands for 5-Phased Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. Now, by the way, you might find earlier versions of what 5-PATH stands for. It used to stand for 5-Phased Advanced, oh gosh, what is it? It had to do with, oh, I'll just have to look up. It'll come to me in a minute. 5-Phased Advanced, oh, wow. See, you don't have to be perfect to do this kind of stuff. It will come to me. But right now it stands for 5-Phase Advanced Transformational Hypnosis. And what it really is it incorporates the most powerful techniques available. And so it incorporates age regression. It incorporates instant and rapid inductions. It incorporates somnambulistic hypnosis. It incorporates parts work. And the magic is that when it is arranged in the way that phase one optimizes or sets up your client for maximal effect and maximal success in phase two. Phase two sets up the client for maximal effect and maximal effectiveness in phase three and so on. Okay. So what happens is when you start using a system like 5-PATH, then what happens is you start using these very powerful techniques, age regression, parts work, forgiveness work, these kinds of things, somnambulism, instant inductions, for everything. This was huge because what do we need? We need people coming into this profession, getting certified, coming out feeling confident and competent, and very quickly raising that level of confidence and competence so that they can feel confident and competent in working with whatever issues they've been certified or been trained to work with. So when you have a system like 5-PATH, if you have another system, that's fine. Make sure it's as good as 5-PATH, but use it. To have a business is to have a system. When you have a system that's very powerful, very effective, very efficient, then what it does is, in addition to building your competence and confidence, it also builds your business. It lifts the profession. And one of the greatest things, I was just talking to Brenda, and which is always good because Brenda is such a upbeat person, and she's talking about that she's getting ready to do a talk at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention because the call for presenters just went out, and that she wanted to see if I would, you know, vouch for her as a speaking professional, which of course I would do, and then she started talking about someone contacted her and wanted to have Brenda be part of her network of professionals because this individual didn't have people to work with. And she said it dawned on Brenda, on herself, that she's got people. And one of the nice things about working with 5-PATH is that you're not alone. once you have a system, and I noticed this immediately, the first hypnotist that I hired on at our center was not 5-path trained. We didn't have 5-path yet. And we had some things in common and some things that weren't in common. And she just didn't work out at our center. But once I developed 5-path, then I could train our hypnotherapists in 5-path, and we had a system in common. We knew what we were doing. We had our own vocabulary. We could say, okay, so what do you, as a supervisor, it was fantastic, because when these hypnotists that worked for me would come to me with questions, or I was doing my weekly supervision, I would start off with, okay, what are they in for? What phases have you gone through so far? What phase are you on now? And I instantly know what techniques they're working with, and it just became a fantastic thing as far as communication and also community. So Brenda has a community, I have a community, all of the hypnotherapists that work at the Banyan Hypnosis Center here in Tustin, California, we have a community, but we have the same language, the same system, whether I'm talking to a 5-pather, it's like McDonald's. Yeah, I can go to California, I can go to San Francisco, I can go to Oregon, I can go to Dallas, I can go to Texas, New York, Asia, London, Sweden, everywhere that there's 5-path, there's South Africa, and we are part of a community. In fact, 5-path is the only special interest group in the National Guild of Hypnotists for a specific system of hypnotherapy. That's why we get together at the National Guild of Hypnotists convention the night before and have a big dinner together and give out awards. It is not just a system for doing excellent hypnosis and hypnotherapy, but it also becomes a community. Okay, a quick rundown of what 5-path is, because we're going to run out of time here. 5 phases. 5-phase abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. That's the old name. I knew it would come in if I just stopped trying. The old name for 5-path was 5-phased abreactive therapeutic hypnosis. And we got rid of abreactive and therapeutic because many of our 5-pathers are not licensed professionals, or not doctors or psychologists. And in some states, some countries, doing something that was abreactive, which is kind of a psychological term, therapeutic, was giving them difficulties. That's why we changed it to 5-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. Okay, so thumbnail sketch. Phase 1, preparation, testing, and convincing. It is the time when we take the client, we prepare them for hypnosis, so that when we do the induction, they instantly and rapidly go into a deep state of hypnosis called somnambulism. And we do testing to make sure that they've reached somnambulism, and then we do convincers so that the client recognizes that they are hypnotized. This gives us both a somnambulistic and hopeful client, and that is what we need to do everything else. Now, phase 2 is age regression, and it is age progression. And by the way, every session of every phase is completed with direct suggestion that is tied to the insights that they've experienced during that session. So in phase 2, age regression, age progression, two of the most powerful techniques available to the working hypnotist to bring about fast and permanent change, okay? Phase 2. Phase 3 is going to be forgiveness of others. Discovered very quickly that any emotional attachment to the old behavior, the old habit, including anger, and forgiveness is the antidote to anger, energizes that old habit, that old behavior, or old feelings. And so we need to completely drain off the energy that is feeding that old behavior, that old habit, that old perspective. So age regression, phase 2, is mostly about fear. Forgiveness of others, phase 3, is mostly about anger. And then phase 4 is forgiveness of self. And we can have we can continue to energize the old habit, the old behavior, the old feeling, the old limiting belief, whatever it is that the client came in to see you about, because of either guilt that we're feeling because of having done someone wrong, or anger at ourselves. And it is only through the forgiveness of ourselves that we can neutralize that energy. And by the way, through all these phases, 2, 3, 4, and 5, these are powerful because they are insight work. They are techniques that cause people to see things differently, to feel things differently, which is the what must happen if you're going to get permanent change. So we segue from the insight into the direct suggestion. Like I just said, direct suggestion occurs at the end of every session, of every phase in 5-Path. And then most people, that's all they need, the first 4 phases. Phase 1, preparation and testing. Phase 2, age regression. Age progression. Phase 3, forgiveness of others. Phase 4, forgiveness of self. But there is a significant number of people in the populations that we work with that have an issue called secondary gain. And that means there's something in the present that is either reinforcing the old behavior or the old problem or demanding it. And through a special kind of parts work that I developed, it is designed to take care of that issue, secondary gain. So in phase 5, you learn how to detect secondary gain and then how to work with it and neutralize it. And so that is 5-Path. One thing about 5-Path, 5-Path is universal. It'll work with just about everything. Probably the one thing that it might not be appropriate for is pure pain management. But if it's chronic pain, there's probably an emotional component, and in that case, 5-Path would work along with your normal pain management techniques. So that brings me to the point that 5-Path is not exclusive. When you start using 5-Path, it doesn't exclude any techniques or any knowledge or any skills that you already have. You can include them into the 5-Path process, giving it your own spin, your own particular kind of strength based on your background, your skills. For example, someone who has a lot of Ericksonian training or a lot of NLP training, that training would affect how you would put together your direct suggestion work. Okay, good. So that's it. If you're going to have a business, if you're going to go from being a hobbyist to a professional, a business person, you have to have a system that's been proven over and over and over again over the last 40 or 50 years with the franchise revolution. It's been proven in the military or any other kind of industry or profession where they have standards. We have a goal and we begin with the end in mind. We divide that up into major tasks, and then we divide that up into minor tasks that accomplish the major task. In our case, we have 5 major tasks, hence the 5-Path system. And I hope that if you haven't already decided to become a 5-Pather, then you would consider becoming a 5-Pather. We have trainings programs here at our center. We also have them live online from our classroom at our center. And we also have trainers around the world, Asia, Canada, across the United States, Europe, the Scandinavian countries, even in the Middle East. And so call us. Now, if you want to come to our center, be trained by me, a couple of upcoming trainings, October 14th through the 25th, 2013, and January 27th through February 7th, 2013. This is our NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification course. It's the super course. It's super because it has 5-Path certification and 7-Path self-hypnosis certification. We also have the Week of Power. This is a shortened version of the class. It's for people who already feel competent and confident as hypnotists. They've been certified somewhere else, and that class is May 4th through the 10th, 2014. next year. Oh, I made a mistake. When I said the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course was January 27th through February 7th, 2013, obviously that's next year, and so that would be 2014. I've got to fix that right there in my notes. All right. Enroll now because we have early registration discounts for all of our classes. Okay, so there you go. That's 5PATH. You need a system. If it's not 5PATH, get a different system, but make sure it's at least as good as 5PATH. Probably the most popular and most powerful hypnosis system in the world. All right, that's it. Thanks for having this time. Just you and me. Just you and me. And hey, become a fan on Facebook at facebook.com/hypnosisetc, stands for hypnosis, etc. Also, hey, if you're not already using instant and rapid inductions, go to hypnosis.org, hypnosis.org, because on there, I have a video there. You can learn to use the Ellman-Banyan induction, and you can get somnambulism in 3 or 4 minutes. All right, that's it. Thanks for being here. I'm probably going to do one or two more all Cal episodes in the next 2 weeks for you, and then we'll have back a co-host, a lovely co-host like Brenda or Meredith or something like that. So that's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.